You're listening to Eureka on Monocle Radio, brought to you by the team behind The Entrepreneurs, the show all about inspiring people, innovative companies, and fresh ideas in global business. I'm Tom Edwards. On today's program, we're heading to the French Alps with Jack Geldard, the founder of an award-winning craft brewery based in Chamonix. Big Mountain Brewing Company was born out of a passion for the outdoors and Jack's love of craft beer, which at the time was mostly found in the US. After experimenting with home brewing, he expanded his operations and eventually started a business that includes a core range of permanent beers and limited releases of specialty brews. Today, Big Mountain Brewing Company boasts a modern facility capable of producing more than 12,000 hectolitres per year. So, how do you create a brewery specially tailored for the mountains? Well, here's Jack with more on how the journey began.
Prior to being a craft brewer, I was a semi-professional rock climber and I'm a professional mountain guide. So I've spent a lot of time in the mountains, on the cliffs. And because of that, I've also spent a lot of time in the US climbing, especially in California. The beer scene over there is amazing, really advanced, and it sort of kicked off quite a bit before it did in the UK, sort of even pre-BrewDog and all that kind of stuff. So I kind of was introduced to craft beer through Sierra Nevada Pale Ale and those sorts of beers a long time ago, really enjoyed them. And I'm a recreational beer drinker. I like drinking a couple of beers after I've been doing mountain sports and that kind of thing. And it just seemed like over in the US, there was a few craft breweries that have really nailed that outdoor community aspect. And I didn't really think anything of it. I just went over there. I went climbing. I loved the climbing. I loved the beer. I had a great time. Came back to Europe. I actually moved from the UK to Germany for a short time. Enjoyed a lot of German beers. Germany is a fantastic beer country. And then I moved to Chamonix in the Alps for the climbing, not for the beer. And I discovered that actually, so this would have been around 2010, that there wasn't a great deal of choice for craft beer in Chamonix at that time. That was just a pain, essentially, for me. And I did actually think at one point maybe I could import some beer from Germany. That would be something to do. But I didn't really like that idea as a business, and I was busy doing climbing and stuff like that. So I just started home brewing, basically. Started making my own beer because I couldn't get the beer that I wanted here. And it grew from there. You know, people asked me if I could supply the beer to them. People liked the beer. And then I looked at how could I possibly make this into a business. And yeah, it took off from there. Previously, I'd worked as a journalist on a digital platform for climbing, UK climbing, and I was involved in that business from almost its conception. So I was the second member of staff there, and we grew that business while I was there for 10 years from two people to a team of around 16. So I had a lot of hands-on experience of bootstrapping a startup business. So that element of it, like starting with nothing and building something up, was very familiar. But the process of building a production company, you know, producing an actual physical product, was very new. And also doing it in France was a big challenge. It was a big journey, but it was evident from the word go that people liked our beer and liked our brand. And immediately we sold out of beer and we couldn't make enough. And we spent the first 5 years essentially not being able to make enough beer. I'm a little bit of a perfectionist, so if I want to do something, I want to do it well. And I got into home brewing with my friend Matt Livingstone, who I started the business with eventually, but he left quite soon afterwards. It wasn't for him. He liked drinking the beer rather than making it, which I understand completely. So we bought quite a good home brewing setup, and we set it up in my cellar, and we started making batches of 50 litres up to 100 litres maximum, experimenting a little bit. And yeah, we really enjoyed it, and we made a whole bunch of beer that we really liked drinking. But the reality is, changing that into a business is less about the brewing and more about business. There's a whole lot of things to do. So when we started the business, it was Matt and I brewing all of the beer all of the time. And after around 6 months, I realized to be able to grow the team, the best thing to do would be to employ a qualified and experienced brewer as quickly as possible. When we started, we had a very small production unit right in Chamonix, essentially a double garage almost, and a relatively small brew kit, sort of the size that you might find in a brew pub. And we could only brew two different beers, realistically, on the equipment that we had, because we just didn't have enough tank space to have a whole range. So we really wanted to brew an IPA. It's our favourite style, my favourite style, mine and Matt at the time, our favourite style of beer. It was the type of beer that we couldn't get in Chamonix, so we wanted to go for a hoppy IPA. Actually, there's a specific style of IPA that's called Mountain IPA, which is a crossover style between a West Coast IPA, which is traditionally very bitter, highly hopped but bitter and quite clear, and an East Coast IPA or a New England IPA, which is what we get a lot nowadays. And to be honest, that style has taken over so much that people just call them an IPA now. But they are a New England IPA, and they're the juicy, fruity, very hazy type. And we wanted to do a crossover style, the Mountain IPA, which is the low bitterness that you get with the New England IPAs, and you get that from reducing the amount of hops that you put in the boil. You put all your hops in the cold side and the fermentation side. But what we wanted to do was have a slightly less hazy and more approachable style of beer. So we used a lot of West Coast hops. We don't have the same extreme hopping rate as a New England IPA, but we dial the bitterness right back and also use a water profile that accentuates the softness to kind of make a crossover beer, which is like really, really drinkable. And we really like it. We added more beers when we got more tank space at the brewery, essentially. And we had a whole bunch of exciting beers that we wanted to make, and we made those. We do a lot of bière éphémère, you know, one-off special beers. We have quite a large core range of beers now. And the brewery just sort of grew organically in size and scope, really. The more tanks and the more time and the more staff we had, the more we could experiment with different beers. So we were a little bit constrained at first, and now, just last year, we moved to a new building, which is a lot bigger. We have a lot more tank space, so we can add even more beers to the range now, which is great. When you make beer and you send it off out into the world, it's like you send out your babies, and you never know quite how people are going to treat them. So it's really nice having our own venue so that we can make sure everything's done to our standards. The bar itself is a real hub in Chamonix. It's really nice to be able to go there, meet people, and also see people interacting with your product in the real world. There's two products going on there, obviously. There's the beers, which is the main product and the product of the production brewery, but also the bar itself, you know, hospitality, a venue is a product in a way. So it's interesting to see how people interact with the two things. And what we've found is we get really, really good feedback on the beers, really honest feedback. And also, we get to control the product from its conception right through to delivery. So we can make sure that it's kept perfectly, it's kept cold, it's poured perfectly, the glasses are clean, the lines are clean, everything's great. The venue has just grown and grown over the last few years. So we've actually just last year bought a new venue in Chamonix, which is a much bigger building. So we've bought what used to be the Gite de Vagabond, which was an old bunkhouse, essentially, bunkhouse and bar for climbers and skiers and hikers. It was a little bit downtrodden, but it's a big detached building in the middle of Chamonix with a great big garden and a huge terrace overlooking Mont Blanc. So we're currently knee deep in a huge renovation of that to create really what is a brand HQ, because the bar that we have on the high street of Chamonix is a fantastic bar, but it's in quite a modern building. It's right on the high street. And what we're really looking forward to is building a much bigger sort of venue that matches the character of the brand, a very authentic venue. It's been in Chamonix for well over 100 years. It's been a place where travelers and climbers go and stay. And it's been a watering hole for adventurous people for decades and decades. So we're really excited about taking that on.
That was Jack Geldard, the founder of Big Mountain Brewing Company. And you can learn more about the brand by heading to bigmtnbrew.co. Cheers! And that's all for this episode of Eureka. We'll be back at the same time next week. The programme was produced by Laura Kramer, with mixing and editing by Jack Dewars. You can email Laura if you want to get in touch on lrk monocle@monocle.com. Listen again and find out more at monocle.com, or follow us and catch up with the archive on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen. I'm Tom Edwards. Goodbye, and thanks for listening to Eureka.